She's very familiar with grass because her pets run around on it a lot. I'm talking about Lisa Hylas from many organizations in the community, but today we speak about Saving Gracie. Lisa, good morning. Thanks for taking the time to check in this morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks, as always, for the opportunity.
I love getting a chance to chat with you and I chat about a lot of stuff, but we both happen to be humongo pet owners and pet lovers. And I wish, before we jump into the whole Bingo de Mayo, which, by the way, may qualify as one of the best named fundraisers in 2022 already, Bingo de Mayo. Come on, people. That's funny. And it's awesome. Tell us a little bit about Saving Gracie, the organization, and why it's so important. And why, when we say it, what really is behind the words there?
Well, you know, I founded Saving Gracie in 2016 because I lost a pet when I was age 9, and it was so devastating to me. And I thought to myself, you know, I never want anyone to lose a pet unnecessarily. And what I found out was there's a new term that I can't stand, and it's called economic euthanasia. And it's when people can't afford a bill and they have to euthanize their pet simply because they don't have the money to do that. And I said, you know, I really need to fix this. So Saving Gracie was born, and we've just found that our program has really helped people because the human-animal bond, there's a health significance to it. People with autism or people who are depressed or have PTSD. So we've really been able to help humans and their pets.
Right. And when we talk, right, that's such a great point, because one of the things we have listed, and I talk about a Saving Gracie being a local angel fund for pets and their people. And you combine that beautifully right there. You're talking about when the loss of a pet is more than just the pet being gone. It can affect the owners of that pet as well. So tell us how we're going to raise some money for Saving Gracie with this Bingo de Mayo event on May 7th.
Well, John, everyone who knows me really knows that I love to party. So basically, this is going to be a party. And, oh, and by the way, we're going to raise some good money for a great cause. So it's Bingo de Mayo. For your ticket, which is $75, you get one free margarita or beer or wine. You get a bingo card, and you get a live band, a bottomless Mexican feast. We have a surprise dessert, and also you can win a chance that you, with your bingo card, you can buy more cards, but you can win a week in Cabo San Lucas at Pueblo Bonito Sunset Beach. You can win two nights in San Francisco at the Clift with $200 Nordstrom cards. I mean, like, awesome, awesome prizes.
Yeah, we're not talking about $2 off the Renaissance Fair. We're talking about seriously great prizes, and of course for a great cause in a great location. It's going to be pretty easy to find out there. You guys are going to be, I think, at the Veterans Memorial Building out there on Merchant Street, right?
We sure are. May 7th, 5:30 p.m. You can go to our website, saving-gracie.org, and go to the events page. And come on, we're going to dance. We're going to drink a little, perhaps adult beverage or two, and just play bingo. And at the end of the day, someone's pet will be saved as a result of us partying.
I love it.
Is there anything better than that,
No,
Tom?
There is not anything better than that, including the name of this amazing fundraiser, Bingo de Mayo. All I'm asking you, Lisa, is you and the board of directors there to consider making this an annual event. I mean, why not? It's a perfect idea.
That's our plan. But if everyone can come out and we can sell out, that's exactly what we're going to do.
All right, folks. Again, check out saving-gracie.org. We've got all the information Lisa just talked about under the announcements section at KUIC.com.